I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any Eniki. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting.
Speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hands from the possessed blood. I close on my armpit, perfume much you hear. Then I polish my long fresh soul. Then I say,
g'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to OKFM Metal Monday, episode 109, coming to you from the Channel Eric studio here in Western Sydney. OKFM Metal Monday starts now. It has actually been the first time that I have been in the Channel Eric studio for about the last 6 days. As I mentioned on last week's episode, I was going to assist my local fire service in relation to fires that are in and around the Blue Mountains and Hawkesbury areas of Sydney. At the moment, I am recording this on Sunday night before the episode is due out. I have to go back to the control centre very, very shortly for night number 7, which will hopefully be the last night. There's been a lot of bush burnt. There's been a lot of property damaged and destroyed, but fortunately, it wasn't to the scale of the Victorian bushfires, Black Saturday, especially in 2009. There's been many, many people working many, many hours in horrible conditions, not just from across New South Wales, but also across Australia, and also we've had some support from New Zealand as well. So I'd like to dedicate this episode to all of the men and the women, regardless of what role they've played, regardless of what service or organisation they belong to, and also all of the people who have been affected. There's been something like 200 homes destroyed in the Blue Mountains alone, and a lot more bushland. And as I'm recording this, the fires are still going on. So I don't have time for a regular OKFM Metal Monday episode this week. Indeed, podcasting has probably been the last thing on my mind this week, as I've been working 12-hour night shifts since last Monday. And I'm so far behind on my podcast listening and that sort of stuff. But as I hear a siren that you may or may not be able to hear in the background, that's been the least of my concerns. And of course, there's many, many people who are going to spend a lot of time getting over these fires, rebuilding, and there's a lot of work, as I said, still to be done. After the 2009 bushfires in Victoria, which became known as the Black Saturday fires, our featured band today, Frank and Bock, they were heavily affected in the bushfires in Melbourne. Lots of people from all over Australia in the various emergency services and the various government and non-government organisations went to Victoria to help. This week they returned the favour back for us. I saw quite a few Victorian trucks, and the hair sort of stood up on the back of the neck when you saw them, and it was just great to see that, you know, they were back helping us like we helped them back in 2009. After those fires, Frank and Bock, who are an awesome metal band from Melbourne, you may have heard of them before if you've been listening to OKFM Metal Monday for a while. these blokes really epitomise what the typical Aussie is. Works hard, drinks hard, plays hard, jokes hard. Wicked sense of humour, wicked blokes, awesome metal band, and, you know, just typical Aussie larrikins that doesn't matter how tough things get, they always manage to get back up. And what they did after the 2009 fires is that they wrote a song called Black Saturday. It's an instrumental. There's no words to the song at the moment, and there may never be words to that song. But it was a tribute to all of the men and women in Victoria who lost their lives, lost their homes, lost their livelihoods, and there are still people who are still suffering the after effects from that 4 years on. So I'll open with this song. If you want to go to the show notes, ZirkFMMetalMonday.com, episode 109, you'll be able to see that at least all of the song titles from Frank and Bock from their three albums that I've got access to relate some way to the fires, but I just thought, yeah, it'd be nice to feature the boys. Also, I did want to make sure that I did get an episode out. So hopefully for me, things will be back to normal and you'll be able to hear a regular episode of EKFM Metal Monday next week. And of course, hopefully, I can't see why this wouldn't be the case, regular episodes of EKFM International and EKFM Australia this week. Anywho, iMac, without any further ado, here's the Bock, and I will see you next week. Don't hate me, because I'm metal. And here's the Bock. Yeti, warm up the chainsaw, my friend.
All right, we're recording now, so I'd like to say I'm Yeti from Frankenbock, and who's with me here?
I'm Tim from Frankenbock, and we're here to celebrate Urk and his Metal Mondays.
Metal fucking Monday!
Tell me why I like Metal Mondays.
Oh, I like it because it's got fucking Urk hosting it. That's the sound of chin dicking. If you don't know what that is, look that shit up on Google. Chin dick. Yeah.
Hey, this is Mick from Frankenbock, having a good time at DOW Fest. You're now listening to Urk FM Metal Monday. Get amongst it. We'll be right back.
not fucking around. I want to see some serious shit down here now, my friends.
We're off.
shit, look out.
Try to tell us, but you like it.
That's a spirit, son. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for having us. This song is called Triumph. We'll be right back.
Dogs! Yeah. for me.